Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Ayin Gimel in Maseches Nedarim. It's the 1106th daf in Shas. Once again, I'm learning this with you on night, Bezras Hashem, turning today in Ramat Beit Shemesh. The moon is shining down right above our heads. Everything is quiet. Been an extremely, extremely hot week. I'm out learning outside, barely being able to learn outside in terms of the heat. At a quarter to five in the morning, this past week has been extremely, extremely hot in Eretz Yisrael. To the point, if there's anybody that's learning with me in Eretz Yisrael, I remind you, please, please, please remember to drink. I know people that stam are sick because they haven't been drinking enough, as well as, unfortunately, there were people that passed away yesterday, according to news reports, because they were not drinking. It's a tremendous heat wave going through Arzeinu HaKadosh. Our daf is going to continue with Rami Bar Choma's Shailas, and our Perek Na'ar Merasa has been dealing with one theme almost constantly, and that is the theme of the father and the husband shared responsibility to be mefer their daughter's neder. And Rami Bar Choma yesterday had an interesting shaila about whether the husband could be mefer if he doesn't hear the neder. And in today's daf, he's going to discuss whether a cheresh, a husband who is deaf, whether he has the ability to be mefer. Here we're talking about someone who's deaf, who speaks, but does not hear. After that shaila, we're going to go on to a new mishnah on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and that's going to be the halacha of once a woman is a bogeres, so then she goes out to her own rishus, and then the husband cannot be made for nedarim prior to her bagrus, and that's expression of ein habal mefer bekoidmin that we had earlier in the Gemara. And the daf will discuss different parts in which a woman goes into her rishus, the details of both bogeres and nesua. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up three lines from the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Bo'i Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma asked the following shayla. Cheresh mahu shiofer li'ishtoi. Can a deaf person be mefer his wife's nedarim? Now the Ran makes an important point that there are, he doesn't say it this way, but I'm adding to the Ramban's words. The Ran's words, there are two types of deaf in halacha. One is a bar chiyuv mitzvah, and one is not. The difference between the two is the mishnah in the beginning of Trumas describes a cheresh, and that is someone who's pater from mitzvahs, who's both an eino medaber and an eino shomea. And that individual, then they're not subject to mitzvahs, and they cannot create kedushin daraisa. Presumably, we're talking about a case of kiddush of a couple that's married min haTorah. Hence, the Ran adds that the cheresh over here that we're talking about is someone who can't speak, just can't hear, and then they're chayiv mitzvahs min haTorah. The problem, of course, is if he can't hear, the pasuk says shama isha biyom shama, that when the husband hears, then he's going to be mefer the neder. Now, of course, Rami Bar Choma is following on the heels of his shaila from yesterday, on the top of the Gemara on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, where Rami Bar Choma wasn't sure if the Baal needs to hear the neder or not in order to be mefer. Whether the Baal needs to hear it or not, now the question becomes, what about a Baal that cannot hear it? So that's Rami Bar Choma's shaila. A cheresh in such an instance. Explains the Gemara, Imtim Salemer Baal Mefer Beloy Shmia. If you're going to say a husband can be mefer without hearing, mishum debar mishmahu, as we just elucidated, that even though the Baal doesn't need to hear, Rami Bar Choma wasn't sure if the Baal needs to hear the neder. Even if we're going to assume that the Baal doesn't need to hear, havo cheresh delabar mishmahu, but a cheresh, he can't hear at all, then that would be a problem. And that would fall into the problem of the expression of Rabbi Zeira. Hainu dam de Rabbi Zeira. This falls into the category of Rabbi Zeira, famous rule of Rabbi Zeira. The Amar Rabbi Zeira, kol haroi lebila, ein bila ma kevesboi. B'chol she'ein roi lebila, bila ma kevesboi. Rabbi Zeira teaches us in regards to a mincha, as described in the Gemara Menachos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis and Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that you need to be able to put oil into a carbon mincha. In fact, if you did not put the oil in, as long as there was enough room for the oil to be put in, so that would be called kol haroi lebila. It would be ra'ui for the oil to be put in. In other words, that there's enough room in the utensil to put in 60 esronim, so then that's a certain measurement, and to be mixed with oil, then they could be fit into one utensil. However, if you have 61 esronim, so then that cannot be filled in a utensil of the Beis Hamikdash with oil. Hence, in such a case, that carbon mincha would not be acceptable if you put 61 esronim into one utensil for the mincha. That's Rabbi Zeira's rule. Kol haroi lebila, if it's possible to add the oil in, ein bila ba'kev as well. Even if you don't mix it, bila means to mix with the oil, then it's not ma'akev. Kol shei roi lebila, bila ma'akev as well. So too over here, the Gemara is using Rabbi Zeira's rule in regards to the cheresh. It could be that a husband doesn't need to hear the neder, even though we weren't sure about that yesterday, but let's assume that he doesn't need to hear the neder, but he has to be capable of hearing the neder, and therefore a cheresh cannot be mefer. Or maybe we would say, v'shama isha lo ma'akev, that when the Torah describes v'shama isha, that's not ma'akev. That is a description of what normally happens, and then he's mefer, but it's not ma'akev. That's the Gemara Shail. Amar Rava Toshma, says Rava, come, I'll bring you a proof. V'shama isha, that we understand the Shama Isha as Dafka, specifically someone who could hear, and it comes to exclude an Eishes Cheresh who cannot be Mefer because he cannot hear. La Halacha, points out the Ran, we assume that Cheresh, the Shmiya, is Ma'akev, as our Gemara assumed. The Ramban points out that don't infer from our Gemara, that this is quoted by the Ran in the name of the Ramban, that our Gemara seems to be saying that you have to hear the neder. Our Gemara seems to be assuming, says the Ramban, the exact opposite, that in general, a person could be made for the neder without hearing. And it's only a cheresh where we learn this halacha that the hearing, the potential of hearing is ma'akev. Avol inish da'alma, says the Ran in the last medium line, going to the first wide line, avol inish da'alma, debar shmihu lo ba'akev be shmiya. In such a case, shmiya would not be ma'akev. And even though the question was left open yesterday, today, the Gemara in its maskana seems to be assuming that the only problem is going to be a cheresh, but not the average husband. Gemara continues now, seven lines from the bottom, with a new shayla. Iboilu, bal mahu shiofer l'shtei noshav bebas achas. Can a husband revoke two of his wives' neder simultaneously? What are the two sides? The pasuk says v'shama isha. One description of the husband hearing, as well as biyom shmoa isha yoni osa. Yoni means to revoke. And the pasuk says, Osa, her, Dafka, that particular wife. Does he need to revoke each one separately? Olav Dafka, or maybe not. Amar Ravina Toshma. Ravina says, I'll bring you a proof in regards to Hilcha Saita, says the Mishnah in Saita. Our Gemara quoting it four lines from the bottom. Ein mashkin shtei Saitas ka'achas. We don't have the hashka of a Saita. Of course, a Saita is when a man had warned his wife not to be alone with a particular man, and she was. So then we're bodek if she was mezane with the mei sota. So the bedika, the checking that we do is through the hashka. So we don't do them simultaneously. Pnei shaliba gas b'chaverta, because she's going to get too comfortable with her friend, and she's going to be relaxed. In other words, they'll each be mechazek each other, as the pasuk in the Haftorah, Parshas Lech Lecha from Yishayo, in regards to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they say, Ishes es chaveru yazoiru. Each one is going to help each other out. They'll be mechazek each other. the Yomru Chazak, and they will say, "Eh, don't be intimidated." They'll keep each other company in a negative way. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Min Hashem Uzeh, and Rabbi Yehuda says there's another reason we don't have them drink together. Elo Mishum Shenemar V'Hishka Oisa Levada. That Oisa means Levada. So it would seem that the Gemara's conclusion is that we would not allow for a hafara to be done for both of them simultaneously, because the pasuk osa refers to one, and when it comes to saita, that is the halacha as well. That we learn from osa, that's only one saita that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one saita is given to drink and not two. Even though there is a discussion in the Rishonim of whether this is the concluding opinion over there in Sota, that Vihishka Osa Levada, and therefore, maybe just like we don't have conclusively that position in regards to Sota, then we don't have that position in regards to Hafara as well. However, the Ran concludes, according to, as the position of the Ramban, that Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama is not in regards to whether Osa is Dafka. Everybody agrees that Osa is Dafka. And the first opinion is actually the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who is just simply being Doresh Taima Dekra. And therefore, everybody agrees that Osa is Dafka. And therefore, Osa will be Dafka in our Sugi as well. And that is how the Ran concludes the Halacha, that a husband cannot be Mefer the neder of two wives simultaneously. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the new Mishnah on the top of Ayin Gimel Amid Be'ez. Bo'geres Sheshasa Yud Be'ez Chodesh. Once a woman is a Bo'geres, so then she goes out of her husband's Rishus, in the sense, if she was an Arusa and she is a Bogeres, and 30 days pass, so then she goes out from the status of an Arusa, and she automatically has a din of a Nesua. Let's give a little bit of background to this halacha, as well as we're going to have to correct, according to the Gemara, the reading of the Mishnah, the correct way of reading the Mishnah, as we saw a few days ago on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, is not the simple words of the Mishnah in front of us, but one thing at a time. The Mishnah in Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin, as well as the Sugya in Ksubis on Daf Beis, describes that a woman is normally in the husband's Rishus as an Arusa after he says Harei Mekudeshesli for 12 months. After 12 months, he's supposed to marry her. We're going to see that that applies to a Naira Hamurasa. After 12 months, he's supposed to take her into his rishus. The halacha is that an arusa does not eat truma if her husband is a kohen. However, he gias mano v'loy nisai, says the Mishnah in Ksubis, ochlos betruma. In such a case, then she has a din of an asua, and she can eat truma. Now, once she becomes an asua, there are other halachos that the Mishnah over there delineate that changes as well. And that is, according to the opinion of some, that the woman has now exited her father's rishus. And the topic of our Perek Naira Hamurasa, which is about the role of the father and the husband as having shared rights to revoke the woman's neder, we saw it already, that Lashon, in a very poignant way, in the beginning of the Perek, on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the last two words of the Gemara, on that Amud where the Gemara said Shutfis, that there is a shared partnership, one could argue that just like when the 12 months have culminated and the husband is supposed to take her into his Rishus, that she exits her status of Arusa, for example, of not eating Truma, that she can now eat the husband's Truma, even though her father was Yisrael, now that after 12 months, she's supposed to be a Nesua entirely. The Achronim are Choker, does she have a Din Nesua or not? But either way, her status already begins to change. So then one could argue that in such an instance, she goes out from her father's Rishus, and then it's the husband alone who's made for the Neder. In fact, we're going to see that this is the position of Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that after 12 months, since the husband becomes chayiv b'mizonaseh, then in such a case, yafir, he'll be able to be mefir. Now we're ready to read the first line in the Mishnah with the appropriate corrections. Bogeres. When it comes to a Bogeres, after 30 days, as the Gemara on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, as well as a Naira Sheshasa Yud Beis Chodesh, if you take a look, both the Mefarish and the Ran make that point in the Mishnah. And in fact, the Bach alludes to that Chiluk. A Bogeres, she doesn't wait 12 months. The halacha of 12 months only applies to Naira Merasa. A Bogeres, because she's already used to being a woman, so then she just needs 30 days to prepare from Erisin to Nisuin. Or a Naira that had waited the necessary 12 months, that's described in that classical case that we mentioned in Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin and Daf Beis, Valmana Shloshim Yo. And an Almana, her preparation, if she's already a widow, she's used to being married already, she just needs 30 days, whether she was a Naira or a Bogeres. So then in such a case, these three phenomenon is subject to a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Hoyl Ubailo Chai B'marazonasa Yofer. Since after 12 months for a Naira, who's an Arusa, or a Bogeres after 30 days, or Almana after 30 days, the husband who married her, who said Arayat Mekudeshesli, is supposed to take her in. And if he doesn't, he still chayvim the mezonis. So then he takes over full responsibility of Hafara. And he is now the only Mefer. And the Chacham say no. That even though he's chayvim mezonis, there is a shared responsibility between husband and father until the girl actually comes into the husband's rishus. Amar Rabba. Rabbi Lazar u'mishna rishayna amru davar echad. This opinion of Rabbi Lazar is consistent with what's referred to in that sugya in Ksubis as the Mishnah Rishayna. Mishnah Rishayna is an expression that's used a few times in Shas, and that is the first way that the Tanoim taught the halacha versus the conclusion that the Tanoim had, which is called the Mishnah Achrayna. There's a well-known Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, in Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Disnan, Noisin L'Besula Yud Beis Chodesh L'Farnes Atzma. We give the Besula, who the husband had married, 12 months to get herself ready. He gives, and then she supports herself. The husband doesn't have to give her food. He gives Yud Beis Chodesh Oichlus Mishaloi V'Oichlus Betruma. Once the 12 months have passed, have elapsed, so then in such a case she could eat from the husband's food, and if the husband's a kohen, she'll eat it truma. Aval yavam eina machel betruma. The halacha is different, says the Mishnah in Ksubis, in regards to a yavam, that up until the point the yavam takes the yavama into his house, in other words, a woman who is fallen to yibum, and the brother is slated to be miyabim her, but he didn't. So then, in such a case, she does not eat the truma, even if the necessary break has elapsed, the 3 months have elapsed. Nevertheless, she only eats truma when she goes into the brother's rishus. What happens if we were talking about an arusa that was waiting to get married to her husband Reuven, and then her husband Reuven dies, and she falls to Yibum to Shimon? And then, asasa shisha chadashim, the case therefore was that she waited 6 months b'fnei habal to get married to Reuven. V'shisha chadashim b'fnei hayavam. And 6 months waiting for the yavam. V'afilu kulam b'fnei habal, chasa yom echad. Or she waited 11 months and 29 days by the baal, then he dies, and now she's waited just a small amount of time for the yavam. O kulam b'fnei hayavam, chasa yom echad. Or she waited in front of the yavam all the days except for one. Eino echelas b'trumam. Because of this gzeres hakosav, that the Ran explains, that it's based on the idea that she eats truma if the husband is a kohen after 12 months, because the pasuk tells us, kinyan kasboy, if a kohen has monetary possessions, so they could eat his truma. One of those things is a wife. However, when it comes to yavam, the gzeres hakosav that the Gemara in Ksubis learns, the Ran has this in Dibra Maschal Yavam halfway through the narrow lines. Xeris HaKosav is that it's Kinyan Kaspa that eats Truma, but a Yibum is Kinyan De'achiv, and therefore she doesn't eat Truma until she actually goes into his house. Zu Mishnah Rishonim. This is the Mishnah Rishayna in that Mishnah in Ksubis. Bezdin Shachere Achrehem Amru. There was a Bezdin afterwards that taught differently. Eino Isho Echelis Betruma Achati Kanes Lechopo. That the woman does not eat Truma until the husband actually takes her into the chuppah. So Rabba comes along and Rabba suggests something very sharp. Sharp but simple. And that is the machlokes that we have between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Whether when the 12 months elapse and the woman hasn't gone into the husband's rishus, whether by definition, since the 12 months have elapsed, since he's chayiv b'mezoinis, so then in such a case, he is the sole nefer. That's the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Versus the Chachamim who say that the only time the husband becomes the sole nefer is if he actually takes her into the chuppah, suggests Rabba, that's the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishayna and Bezdin Shalachareim, or the Mishnah Achareinim, that we have in Ksubis. And that machlokes is whether a woman eats her husband's truma even before she's gone into his rishus prior to chuppah. The Mishnah Rishona says yes. Bezdin Shachreim, the Mishnah Achreina, says no. The Chachamim, who say that you need Rishus L'Chuppah to be Mefer entirely alone, follows like the Mishnah Achreina, who says that you can only eat Truma after the Chuppah. While Rabbi Eliezer follows the Mishnah Rishona, who says that you could eat Truma after 12 months, even if there wasn't Chuppah. That's Rabba's suggestion. Abaye says, sharp. One of my Talmidim said beautifully, intelligent, but incorrect. Not everything that's intelligent is always correct. No, we could look at it in a different way as well. The chiddush of the Mishnah Rishayna, that after 12 months you could eat Truma, that's only in regards to Truma Derabbanan. The Ran explains that not every case of Truma is a case of Doraisa. The whole reason, explains the Ran, that an Arusa doesn't eat her husband's Truma for the first 12 months is a Gzeira Midrabana. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara in Nuches and Ksubis and other places in Shas says that Truma is really a heter of Kinyan Kaspo. That the moment in which the man marries the woman and she becomes his Kinyan Kesef through Kedushin, not his monetary ownership, but a kinyan of kesef, so then in such a case, really min ha-Torah she could eat truma. However, the Gemara over there in Ksubis describes that there's a chshash, there is a fear, two different possibilities of fears that we have, that the Ran spells out 10 lines into the Y, Dibra Maskel Amalei Abaye. One fear is that it turns out that the husband, when he takes her in, is going to decide that she had a mum, she had simpon, she had mumim, and that he never wanted to marry her with these particular blemishes, and then retroactively the marriage would be undone, and then retroactively, because it would be a mekachtos, a kinyantos, a kedushin bitos, and therefore she was never allowed to eat truma in the first place. That's one chshash. After, though, he's taken her into nisuin, so he's gotten to know her better, so then in such a case, she could eat the truma without any problem, because then the marriage can't be undone retroactively. Or another concern is that if she's not fully married to the husband, she's still living in her father's house. Now, her father was a Yisrael. The husband is a Kohen. If her father is Yisrael and the husband is a Kohen, so then when she's living in her father's house, Shema Matishke, she will give La'achea, she will give her siblings to eat from the Truma, and that she can too. And therefore, we have a Gzeira Midrabanan that she doesn't eat Truma. Suggests Abaye, back into our Gemara, that maybe the Mishnah Rishona is Mekel after 12 months, Ela Mekel B'Truma Drabanan, to say, well, she's already a large part of the Nesua, because the husband's already Chayib B'Mezainis after 12 months. He gives Manevili Nisai, he's Eichlis Mishaloi. He has to support her. So then, in such a case, we'll be makil on the chshash midraban avon nedarim daraisa eim aloi. But when it comes to nedarim, which is a din daraisa, that's why my rabbeim, one of my great rabbeim, Rav Shechter emphasizes all the time that to understand the halachos of the Torah is not often to understand the simply the conceptual underpinnings, but to understand even more simply whether the din is a minig, is a din derabbanan, is a din d'oraisa. All of those factors will often change the nature of the halacha. And over here, that's going to make all the difference in the world. If we're talking about nedarim d'oraisa, in terms of whether the husband is the sole proprietor in regards to his wife's nedarim, that's a shaila d'oraisa. And for that, just because he gives mano, that doesn't mean avo nedarim d'oraisa emelo. In such a case, maybe the husband is not the sole proprietor by simply reaching the 12 months. She has to go into his rishus. And similarly, says Abaye, I can make another argument in the opposite direction, in which we would also show that you can't compare nedarim to truma. Va'atkan lo shamas le the Rabbi Eliezer, and even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the husband can be mefer, elagabi nedarim, he would only say that by nedarim. Kidra Pinchas mishmei de Rava, that we have Rav Pinchas is chiddush hutan front in the name of Rava. To amar kol hanoideres al das bailuhi noideres, that there's a general assumption that when a woman makes a neder, she's making the neder with the premise that her husband would agree with the neder. Hence, in a case of where 12 months have passed, her das is that her husband would be okay with the neder, and the provision is her husband's confirmation of the neder and soul confirmation. Aval truma, when it comes to truma, afilu midrabbana nami lo achla. Who says that Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the Mishnah Rishona? Maybe he would say that only because when it comes to neder, we have a rule, kala nederes al das bailahi nederes, after 12 months, she thinks that her husband is a sole proprietor, and therefore he's the sole mefer. But when it comes to truma, even though truma, she can't eat just as a dindrabbanan, but nevertheless, that din derabbanan, Rabbi Eliezer would say, goes up until the moment that the husband takes her into the chuppah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat of Daf Ayin Gimel. Let's Be'ezer Hashem do a review. Rami Bar Chama, three lines from the top of our Amud, followed up on yesterday's Shaila, in which he had asked yesterday on the top of Ayin Be'ez Amud Be'ez whether a Baal could be made for a neder if he doesn't hear it. The Ran explains that Rami Bar Chama assumes that the Baal can, and then he asks, well, what about if the Baal is a cheresh, someone who can't hear at all? And the conclusion of the Gemara, according to the Ran, is v'shama isha prat le'ishas cheresh, that a cheresh cannot be mefer, because he needs to at least have the potential, like we have the concept in Menachos of Kol Aroi Lebila, Ein Bila Ma'akeves Bo. We also had another Shaila about a Baal being mefer two wives, Neder Bebas Achas. According to the Ran, the Gemara also concludes, based on the Pasuk, B'yom Shema Isha Yoni Osa, that Osa, he needs to be mefer each of the two Nedarim separately. Finally, we had a very, very important Mishnah that taught us a couple of things. Number one was that the category of a bogeres, as the Gemara in Ayin Amud Beis describes, a girl who's already 12 and a half after 30 days, so then in such a case she's ready for marriage, versus a Naira Murasa, she's ready for Nisuin only after 12 months. Almana is also 30 days. And on those three women, we have a classic Machlekes to Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if to take the Naira Murasa 12 months elapse, or the Bogeres, the 30 days elapse, once the Baal is Chai B'Mizonos, in those two instances, after 30 days or 12 months, then Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion that he's the sole Mefer as well, in contrast, of course, to the Naira Murasa prior to that point, then there was, of course, the shared responsibility. While the Chacham disagree and say it's not the months that introduce the Chi of Mizonos, once they elapse, that make the Baal the sole proprietor, rather going into the Chuppah. Rabba points out that this machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is in many ways very similar to the machlokis between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achron and Ksubis and Daf Nun Zayin, of whether a woman could eat truma if her 12 months of arusa elapse before the husband takes her into the chuppah. The Mishnah Rishona is of the opinion that she can. She could eat the husband's truma if the husband's a kohen, while the Mishnah Achrona says that she cannot. Ultimately, Abaye points out that that machlokas will not be dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, either because the shayla of truma is only a shayla of midrabanan, and the shayla of hafar is a dindar raisa, because by truma, really, kinyan kaspo allows her to eat right away. Or one could suggest another distinction, and that is that nedarim is aldas bailu hino deres, and she assumes that the bailum take absolute authority already after 12 months, in contrast to the halacha of truma. Truma midrabanan might be dependent entirely on chuppah, and Rabbi Eliezer, just because he says that the das bailum is to be mefer entirely alone after 12 months, that would not affect the halacha of truma. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Gimel in Maseches Nedarim.